Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North, South America, and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy to be with all of you here today. And today we have a little bit of a different show. We have back with us our wonderful and inspiring guests. We have with us hypnosis mindset coach, Robin Hart. And she is the founder of New Perspectives Hypnosis in Coaching. And again, to anyone that was fortunate enough to catch our prior segment with Robin, are well aware of really her amazing talents and abilities. But to all of the new listeners tuning in, if you've ever had any issues with trauma, or let's say smoking, sleep, weight loss, or even anxiety, and most importantly, depression, please grab a seat and get very comfortable, because Robin Hart will be sharing a lot of information, and possibly information that may change your life. So, again, we have another wonderful show for everyone here today. I would like to remind everyone tuning in, it is now Wednesday, the 14th of June. And for all of the people that especially do live overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Robin, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also for everyone that are members of social media, as you know, it is a worldwide thing now. We are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. So please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. And again, you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, we can be our own greatest critics. And sometimes we have a tendency to live in doubt and fear. Many of us live in fear these days. You know, life can be challenging and difficult to maneuver at times. But with the help of trained professionals like Robin Hart, you can really overcome even the most daunting obstacles and create a profound change and live a happy, healthy, and prosperous life. You change your mind, you change your life. Now, over the years, Robin has created her own unique process for really helping clients tap into their full potential. And Robin's unique style of holistic coaching goes beyond typical psychology and really embodies the mindful living principles that balance the body, mind, and spirit. Now, with her over 20 years of experience, Robin has facilitated people in really reconnecting to their passions for life as well as the release of Access Weight, Shifting Addictions, Transforming Your Thoughts and Feelings, and really embracing true joy. And Robin creates profound change, most importantly, in a short period of time, which is really what many of us are looking for. And she does this by getting to the root cause and uncovering the limited beliefs and habits and behaviors that we have that really need to be changed. And people, these unique and empowering techniques are really life-changing. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Mindset Empowerment Coach, founder of A New Perspectives, Hypnosis and Coaching, Miss Robin Hart. How are you doing today, Robin?
Wonderful, Matthew. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back.
Well, we are very happy to have you back with us. And again, Robin, we have many new listeners for this segment that really didn't get an opportunity to hear your prior segment. If you could please share with them, who exactly is Robin Hart?
Wow. Well, I would say that I've been a seeker for knowledge and wisdom and self-growth pretty much most of my life. And I am passionate about helping people create happiness from the inside out. As I had said on our previous show, on my journey, I had started off in the beauty field. And when you work in that field, you really get close to your clients and people really open up in it. And you begin to really get a feel for people. And I just started adding more modalities into my journey. And when I say modalities, I mean like techniques. So everything that I've learned along my own journey that has really been profound and created miracles in my own life, I became passionate about and was trained in these different modalities. And now this is the work that I do.
And you did mention your journey, and we have so many new listeners for this segment. Can you please, again, share with the audience your personal journey?
Sure. So I started off working, well, I've always been a real people person. It's been kind of a natural ability that I've had. And ever since I was a child, I've really drawn and attracted people that I would kind of take under my wings, even as a child. And so it was just a natural evolution. So I also, being a creative person, I've been drawn and attracted to design work. And so I became a hairdresser and esthetician. And like I said, I kind of honed my people skills that way and eventually started learning other techniques like the aromatherapy and the essential oils and flower essences and Reiki. And then I was trained in hypnosis and some of these other techniques. Now, I started off doing my own work, and I think that's what makes better coaches. When you've done your own work, you know it from the inside out. So after having these huge shifts in perspective, and learning how to understand the way my mind works and how my mind and my emotions affect my life and my reality, and then being given tools and techniques that I can practice and a philosophy of life that really is harmonious with any belief system, I decided that I really wanted to do this work. And so I started incorporating it into my work as an esthetician and hairdresser, and I opened up a wellness center. I've had two different wellness centers, and there were more of the alternative healing modalities where we had meditation and massage and acupuncture and hypnosis, and we still had the spa work. And then I developed a hypnofacial, which my clients just fell in love with, and we're having shifts while they're just lying there relaxing, getting a facial, because the whole key with hypnosis and the deeper mind is relaxation. And so already people are beginning to relax, and massage is really good for that type of work as well. And as time went on, I've started to feel a little bit overwhelmed with being, you know, managing the wellness center, marketing the wellness center, working as a practitioner, and decided to just focus on my private practice and teaching classes and doing retreats and that type of thing.
And I know many people that are tuning in, they hear hypnosis and they hear coach, and many people are they're bombarded with many different people offering different services.
Mm-hmm.
If you could please share with them, what sets you apart from others that are offering similar services?
I really think it's the deeper mindset and working with the subconscious mind, because as I had shared on the other show, the mind is metaphorically a lot like an iceberg. What we're consciously aware of is above the water. We think that's all there is to it. But actually, there are deeper beliefs, deeper issues, pain, sorrow. I mean, there's happy beliefs as well as the negative ones, but they are more of what's deeper in our subconscious mind. So it's like the mass that's underneath the water. There's an even larger part to us, and that's our subconscious mind. And it really is the imprints that we've received, even in the womb, amazingly enough. So in the womb, we pick up emotions from our mom. And then as a child, of course, being observing the way our environment is and how we're being treated. Some people have had a really harsh childhood. Some people have had a mediocre, and even those that have had a really wonderful childhood, there's always something that happens in life. We all have our challenges, and the philosophy I work with is that there's a higher purpose for everything that goes on in our life. And we're not a victim to situations. It's not happening to us. We can allow it to happen through us. And it takes the work to a different level, because you can know what you need to change. Like, let's just say with a habit or behavior, because hypnosis is used a lot for that. So when someone is biting their nails, it's actually they're biting their nails because it's a nervous reaction, and it's somehow soothing to them or comforting to them. And they may not even know consciously why they're biting their nails, but they're being triggered, or they're feeling insecure, or there's some sort of tape running in the back of their mind that maybe they have suppressed or they're not dealing with, or they don't know how to. We're not taught really how to deal with our feelings. And so what do? With that? We sweep it under the rug, or we push it back. And when people become depressed, it's usually because they've suppressed emotions. And so this is just, the mind is a lot like a computer. So what we do is it's just designed the way the person thinks about something. And it really is just moving you into a relaxed state with positive suggestions. And the brain basically starts creating, it's like putting a new software into your computer, and you begin to feel different, you feel good, you start changing your habits or behaviors. The same thing, it doesn't matter if it's weight loss or stop smoking or self-confidence. The techniques that I work with are my tools, and then we get into the story, and we see what the higher learning is to extract what it is that's positive out of the situation, so that we can feel in control and we can heal it.
And that feeling of control is very important. Robin, from helping so many people from around the world, in your opinion, what do you feel are the biggest issues facing people today?
I think under every issue, this is the thing I find so fascinating. It doesn't matter what issue a person comes to see me with, because the bottom line is there's something that is getting in their way, where they're feeling blocked, or their self-confidence, I think, is one of the huge number one issues. I mean, underneath everything, if we were really feeling connected to the truth of who we are, and we were really feeling empowered and centered, we'd be on top of our game. And what happens is that a lot of people have old negative tapes, or, you know, they say that we think so many more negative thoughts than we do positive. And then a lot of those negative thoughts are ones that we keep replaying day after day after day. And we're not even aware of it most of the time that we're doing this.
And most importantly, and everything you just mentioned is absolutely correct. I've seen it firsthand. For the people that are looking for change, and the people that are looking to be helped, can you please share with them what are the exact services that you would provide to them?
Well, I have one-on-one sessions, and those are one session's better than no sessions, because I custom design it to the client, and they have a shift, and I teach them techniques. But typically, we do a series of sessions, and we'll either do it in my private practice at my office, or we'll do a phone or a Zoom, which is a lot like Skype, and so I can work with people anywhere. And a typical session is about an hour long, and the first session I'm taking an in-depth case history where I'm really learning about the story and what's going on for the person, and I am listening to the words that they're using, sensing their emotions, and the story, of course. And if I'm in front of somebody or able to do a Zoom, then I'm able to also look at their physiology. And the physiology gives me a lot of information as well, because our eyes will shift in different patterns as we're processing information. So if we're picturing something, we'll look up. If we're feeling something, we'll look down. And if it's something that we're saying to ourselves or someone else has said, auditory is about ear level. So our eyes will move really quickly in these different patterns as we're processing. And all of this gives me information. And then I custom design the session to the client. So we'll do a coaching session for the first session and teaching some techniques and some of the philosophy that I work with. And it's important to me that they walk away with something every time that they're working with me, so they feel lighter and more empowered. And the second one is a technique. Either we're doing a hypnosis, or which is custom designed to them, and then I give them an MP3 of it or a CD, and so they're building a library of these incredible tools that are designed for them personally that they can use forever. Or I'll do Rapid Eye, which is a blend of hypnosis, EMDR, polarity therapy, and EFT, which are, you know, just techniques that we don't have time on the show to really go into real deep into each of those. But they're all techniques that help interrupt the negative thoughts and beliefs, and it creates new neural pathways in the brain and tools for the client to work with on their own. Or we'll do a timeline regression where we'll go and we'll access, you know, what it is that has happened. But it's always completely 100% safe. You are always in full control. And basically, as a practitioner, we're just the tour guide that's trained to take you on this journey. But we are able to help you access your deeper mind so you can tell your mind what it is that you want to be doing or feeling or experiencing. Your mind, it's amazing. Your thoughts and you are always at choice, and your emotions really do create and affect your reality. And you can just have a shift in your thinking and have a totally different experience. It really is amazing.
And speaking of tools that you do have, can you very quickly share with the audience? We learned that you do offer some CDs and MP3s. Can you share with the audience what all of that is about? And just so that everyone in the audience knows, these CDs and MP3s are available on her website.
Yes, thank you. I have a full library of CDs and MP3s on my website, so you could download it immediately and get started. I also have a free 8 minutes to relaxation on my website. So you can download those, or you can order the CD and get, you know, the hard copy of the CD and just start working with self-hypnosis. And then also I have, for those who want to have me custom design the CD or MP3 for them, there is a section on the website where you can go in and fill out your information and tell me your story, and it walks you through the questions. And then I develop a personalized hypnosis MP3 for you and then email it to you, or I can ship a CD as well if it's in the States. And then the other is to be able to book appointment. You can book a live appointment with me, whether we're doing it via Zoom, phone, or in person.
And as I explained at the beginning of the show, we are doing things a little bit different with this segment. Robin has an activity that she would like to share with the audience. And I'm basically, well, without further ado, Robin, you can take over from here, and you have the audience all to yourself now.
Wonderful. So I would like to invite everybody to go on a little journey with me. This is just a little process. It's not a full, deep hypnosis. But if you're driving, please do not do this process, or do not close your eyes. You can just kind of picture things in your mind's eye. But if you're able to kind of settle into your seat and close your eyes, I'd like you to just begin by taking a few deep breaths, breathing in calm and breathing out and relaxing. Breathing in calm and breathing out and relaxing. Peaceful, calm, relaxation. This is a wonderful way to just become centered in this present moment, just letting go of all the hustle and bustle of the day. Now, I'd like you to bring into your awareness a situation that you're concerned with. And we're going to work with your future self to help kind of reshift your thinking. But with that thought or concern that you have, I'd like you just to be aware of it. And now, using your creative imagination, just imagine yourself traveling into the future. That's right. Somewhere in the future where you've already taken care of the situation. It's done. It's handled. You're on the other side of it. Now notice the confidence that you feel, the sense of ease and relief. And as you travel into the future, notice what it is that makes you feel peaceful or at ease. Or perhaps you feel like you've really accomplished something. That's right. Just notice what you're looking like and feeling like. So as you tap into your future self, see what it is that makes you feel really good in this situation. You've gotten through the issue. You've handled it. You feel a sense of accomplishment. Perhaps you feel excited or empowered or lighter or freer. Now notice what you've learned. There's some things that you've learned, some skills that you've gained. There's a movement within you, a sense of ease in your body, a feeling of enjoyment. Take a moment and notice what's the biggest difference that you see in your future compared to the way you've been feeling lately. Maybe you notice that you really feel connected to your future self and you feel your self-confident, feeling stronger. Perhaps you feel happy or self-assured. Notice if you feel that within you or whether it's a feeling all around you. Does your self-confidence have a shape or a size? Does self-confidence have a color or a sound? When you think about it, could you give it a color or a sound or a shape or a size? Whatever comes into your awareness is perfect. And if nothing comes, that's fine too. Now just adjust the brightness. Take that image of your future self and turn it up. Make it even brighter. Let the feelings get even stronger. Feel the joy, the self-empowerment, the feeling of success, your self-confidence, the sense of ease and peace. Feel it getting stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter. Make it so strong, so bright that you feel like you couldn't contain anymore, but you can because you're an expansive being, always creating a higher good for yourself. And then take a deep breath and lock it in. So I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and as I do, I want you to imagine pulling that future self right into your heart and letting that future self integrate physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. 1, 2, and 3. Just breathe and feel that incredible experience of this new you, this part of you that has really accomplished it and got to the other side, that feels lighter and freer and happier and self-confident. And really integrate it physically all the way down to your DNA and RNA. Mentally, all your thought processes. Emotionally, all your feelings, and spiritually. And as you breathe, you can feel relaxed and peaceful, knowing that something has shifted and changed, that you're actually not the same person you were before you started the process. You're actually more connected to your true, authentic self. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and take a deep breath and stretch, and welcome back.
Wow. I was participating in that, and it's truly amazing. And you have this mesmerizing tone to your voice where it easily allows you to go into this other world and really envision everything that you are saying. It's truly amazing.
That's beautiful. And this is the thing that's so incredible is you are the one doing the work. It's completely safe. It's not scary. I just wish that TV and stage hypnosis hadn't, you know, built that whole scary access to that, because, you know, we really are creating our own reality. Our mind and thoughts and emotions are so powerful. You know, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what you imagine to be real and what we call reality. It believes everything you imagine and tell yourself to be real. So I caution my clients to be aware. Start paying attention to your stinking thinking and what tapes or stories you keep telling yourself, because that is hypnosis. And you are aware while you're under hypnosis, or it's just accessing that part of the mind, just like a child does when they're little and they're able to learn languages so easily. It's a heightened state of learning. So we've just created an imprint in your deeper mind of success.
And it's truly amazing. I can see how this process is very effective for many people out there. And I see that time has actually went by very quickly. Robin, if you could very quickly share with the audience, where can they go to find out more information about your work or sign up for one of your programs?
Absolutely. I have put together a very special gift for everybody, and it's at www.anew.com/gift. anew-perspective.com/gift. That will take you into the special portal that I've created for everybody. I have three wonderful gifts: a deep relaxation for stress reduction MP3 journey. I have some 10 beautiful affirmation cards that they can print off and cut out, and I give instructions on how to use them. And then I am offering a free discovery session, a 20 to 30 minute discovery session where I can talk one-on-one. And that's the best way to start. And then, of course, there will be links there where they can go and check out my website. I have so many other products, but not just products and services. I have educational materials on there. So there are articles, there's blogs, there's you can learn a little bit more about me and my education and all as well. And then, of course, Facebook, which is Spective Hypnosis, and Twitter.
And again, that activity was truly amazing. And to everyone in the audience that want to learn more about this activity, take it to the next level, please reach out to Robin. And again, this could possibly be really a life-changing experience for you. And we're just about out of time today. I want to thank everybody in the audience for tuning into our segment. Robin will definitely be back with us again in the future. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And again, thank you to everyone in the audience for joining us today, and to you as well, Robin. It was an honor having you on today, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matthew.
You have a wonderful evening.